it gradually takes over. I remember one time writing a decision, and a fella had is in pro per, and he filed some action trying to get a divorce straightened out or some damn thing. And I said, no point would be involved in analyzing his complaint in detail. In the law, we say a case sounds in equity, or it sounds in tort, or it sounds in contract. I don't know why we say that. I suppose Blackstone said it 300 years ago, and somebody, that's a grabber. So I said, no point would be served by analyzing his complaint in detail. Suffice it to say that it sounds in self-pity and resentment, but states no cause of action known to the law. You know, I even wrote one where I said, in law as in life, half measures avail us nothing. My colleagues say, where do you get those phrases? I don't know. They pop, pop, pop. So I suppose in my case, too, my character defects were ultimately turned around where they were of some social use. I can't really think of a rising note of hope to end this with. As I mentioned earlier, you know, somebody, I mentioned to somebody, you know, I'm getting old. And they corrected me. They said, no, you are old. Which is true, but I think it has impressed me, the fact that I am along in years. We don't have very much time in this world. You know, within another 50 years, everybody in this room is going to be dead. And what the hell are we worried about? We rise like bubbles in champagne, wink of a celestial eye, and we're gone. You know, and that we will sit around and ruin it and spoil it, or not do the things. I think I regret more the things I didn't do than the things I did do. You know, I'm sorry that I did some crazy things and hurt people, but mainly I'm sorry that I missed some of the opportunities I had to do it. And I have tried in sobriety to do everything that I ever fantasized about while I was drinking and never did. I didn't do anything when I was drinking, just sat. Looked in the bar at that distinguished blurry figure. I didn't do anything. Sober, I have done. The guy asked me, you know, why is it you seem to have a more ebullient attitude toward life than I do? I said, well, I don't think it anything to do with my program. He said, well, what is it then? I said, well, what have you done? Have you learned to fly since you got sober? He said, no. I did. Went out and took 3 hours of training at an old anachronistic flight school, soloed, took the plane that weekend, flew to San Francisco. It didn't have any instruments. I didn't know anything about navigation. I just flew over Highway 101. Ha ha ha, worked out. Took my first free fall parachute jump just before I became a grandfather. Took up scuba diving. I know you're supposed to study with snorkels and flippers. I don't have time for that. I mean, hum a couple of bars, I'll pick it up. I put on the equipment, dived in off Catalina Island, so beautiful down in Seaweed City, I stayed there till I ran out of air. I give my higher power a real test. Which is nice, that's the greatest scapegoat in the world, is your higher power. I haven't made a mistake in decades. Not the faintest faux pas have I been guilty of. On the other hand, God has seen fit to do through me some of the dumbest, most petty, egomaniacal, lewd, lurid stuff you could imagine. But if it gives him pleasure to make me look like a horse's ass, who are you to criticize? Take it up with him. But the main thing I would like to get across, as a closing bit, is get out and live. I mean, whether it is hiking as I did, whether it's a motorcycle, I got through the male menopause, as I mentioned, racing a motorcycle. I couldn't have done that when I was being distinguished, you know, out there, the only copy of the big book they used to see around Barstow on Sunday. Took up marathoning. I got into running when I had to quit smoking. You know, that when you, I mentioned smoking earlier, when you quit something, you look back and it's hard to imagine why you ever did it. You know, I come from the backwoods of Oregon where we used to shoot deer and hang the venison in the smoke shed behind the farm. I know what smoke does to raw meat.